Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Fourth and final hour. Darren, Donnick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Good show. And you know what? We're not done. Another hour to go. No pick six. We have decided pick six. We are going to end. It's ending. It's not postponed.
Yeah, we're canceling.
It's ending for the season. And we are going to indeed award winners.
Winner.
Well, that's true. It's singular.
Yeah.
A winner.
Congratulations.
So with that being said, I'm going to turn things over to Elijah Campbell. We will review last week's picks. And by the way, one of them.
Were you prepared to do that?
One of the picks is still.
The entire last break, yeah.
One's still ongoing. Still don't. We've just awarded a point for everybody. So, Elijah, take it away.
All right. So, going into last week, Darren held a pretty healthy lead. And by healthy, I mean 13-point lead over Willie and Chase. So, number one last week, who wins the OVC tournament? One of the few tournaments that actually got to finish itself out this past week. Either A, the option of Murray State or Austin Peay, or B, the option of Belmont and Eastern Kentucky. Darren went A, the only one to take Murray State, Austin Peay. And if it wasn't for a brilliant backdoor cut at the end of the game, Darren would have won. But Chase and Willie go out winners as they took Belmont and Eastern Kentucky. Number two, Liberty, was 14.5-point favorites for the A-Sun title game. It was a clean sweep across the board, all three of you taking Liberty, including Darren and Chase, who top-shelfed, not Liberty, Lipscomb, my bad, who top-shelfed Lipscomb covering that 14.5. And they did not.
No, they did not.
They did not.
Lost by 16.
Yeah, got close in garbage time late, but not quite there. Number three, Auburn at Tennessee. Tennessee actually being favored by 1.5 on senior night. And Auburn, as Bruce Pearl has been known to do whenever he's at Auburn, beating the brakes off of Tennessee. That indeed happened. Darren is the only one who took Auburn, the one who got the point for that game. Then Tennessee Titans franchise tag. A, Derrick Henry. B, anyone not named Derrick Henry, but that is a Tennessee Titan. Or C, no franchise tag being placed. That would have been 2 points. And, well, it's Friday the next week, and that's not even officially over yet, so we all get the point.
We still don't have the answer.
Everybody give yourself a pat on the back. You all get a point for that one.
You know, in the post days of this competition, if they do indeed strike deals and don't use the franchise, award yourself an extra point.
You'll get an extra point, yes. Even though I'm afraid it will not do much considering the deficit that has already been done. Mm-hmm. However, Willie did franchise tag, or not franchise, top shelf the franchise tag question, therefore being the only one to get his franchise or top shelf.
So that means
it's
so.
But what I mean, I guess I'll take the point.
Does he get two?
We'll give him two. Not like it matters, but we'll give him two.
That's kind of hard to give him two when it didn't.
If we're awarding everyone the point, though.
Well, it doesn't, matter to
it's
you.
It's not going to affect anything.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Okay. But
it's
just,
all
in my mind,
at this point.
No, it could matter to me.
If they do award the tag to Derrick Henry, that's what I guessed, and I top-shelfed it. If they award it next Monday or Tuesday or whenever the deadline is, then I will, in my mind,
and
award
myself
an extra point.
A lot of teams are announcing their tags today, so.
Yeah.
Well, if we're awarding an award for second place, then this actually will matter a little bit because as of now.
The silver medal.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, you want to talk about it now?
Hey. Uh-huh.
We can have serious discussions now.
I'm fair. So, I mean, he top shelved it. If we're awarding a point, he gets 2 points.
Well, technically, if you answered something other than Henry, if you said Henry, you should get one, I should get two, right, if it comes to that.
Okay, what did I say? I don't even remember.
Oh, you all said Derrick Henry. It was A is across the board.
But you hit top shelf. Okay.
So we'll find out. Just for the purposes of bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping officially. And medal awarding.
I mean, I am fine waiting for our purposes. For the listener, no, but I am fine.
Talking about for first loser?
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, whatever.
Well,
silver medal. I prefer the term. Standing
over
the next level
loser.
On the podium.
Okay,
fair enough.
You know, I know you're competitive, but you don't have to be a jerk.
I'm quoting a movie. Okay,
ain't first your last.
Second's first loser.
And number five, Pred Stars over under 5.5 goals. We got a whopping one, and only one of you
nothing
took the over.
And that was me.
And that was Willie. I almost said Darren. That was Willie. And then number six.
I thought it was the reverse lock. I thought the floodgates would open.
Oh,
little did I know.
Missed it by that much.
Just a bit outside.
And number six, who will have more points between Matt Duchene, Philip Forsberg, and Mikael Granlund, or the defenseman trio of Roman Josi, Ryan Ellis, Matthias Ekholm? They both had 1 point, Ryan Ellis getting the goal, and I believe it was Duchene had the assist. One of them had the assist, so both tied with one.
Well, Duchene and Arvidsson had the assist, so Arvidsson was not on the list, so 1-1.
1-1. So we'll award
everybody scores.
Everyone the point. Everyone give yourself a pat on the back. We all get a point for that one as well. And that leaves you all with 4 point weeks, top shelf for Willie pending. Leaving it at this. Darren with a grand total of 124. He is our winner. And tied for second, our first losers will be Willie and Chase at 111. Pending the decision on the free agency.
So what a this fall. Top shelf. Is for the silver.
For second place, mm-hmm. Yeah. What a fall from grace, though. I had the lead when I took over as commissioner.
You did.
And I mean, either way.
Can
it's
you answer your own
it's
questions.
A huge crumbled. Fall. It's a huge fall.
You
it's a crumbled.
Crumbled. I mean, but you're up by a point. It's not like you had a comfortable lead.
At one point, I think I had more than one
not
point.
Not when you
lead.
Took over, you had a
not
one
Not officially,
lead.
But remember, there was a little bit of a transitional period because you had the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I took the week before and the week after the Super Bowl
True.
From there on. So if you took before, the first week I did it, I had more than 1 point lead.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I did do well in the Super Bowl stuff. I think I had seven.
No, you had a perfect score, I think. Like everybody scored well on the Super Bowl stuff, but it was the week before and week after that it was my own questions that was my demise.
Yeah, you just were not good with your questions.
No,
I tend to.
No, the questions were great. My answers.
I
were
enjoyed
not good.
Them. I really did. They were good. All right, guys. Well, that's
nice
good.
Playing.
Yeah.
With you.
Yeah, it was good.
Fantastic. Good stuff.
Congratulations, Darren.
Well, thank you.
We'll have
thank
a banner raising ceremony, I believe.
It? Do you mean it
later
I
in
do.
The summer?
I do.
Do you?
I do.
You seem a little, you know, a little off over there with your.
I've been off. I've just been off.
But you got it all out last hour.
I did.
You should be in a good place.
I did. No, I'm good. I'm happy for you. It's hilarious to me that Willie takes over as the commissioner and absolutely just bombs out. Like it's just terrible.
I almost had a 0 point week.
You did. Yes. You thought you did, and we're like,
did.
No, you got one.
You got one.
I was lucky to get one.
Kentucky, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Thanks, Coach Cal.
Yep. All right, we've got some things.
Got some things
we want to discuss on the other side because there have been some, new pieces of news trickling out there that we want to get into on the other side. So let's do that here on this Friday afternoon. You're listening to Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. All right, let's discuss some of the things that have been happening throughout the course of today's show. By the way, Adam Vinkin has popped in here as well from The Athletic. And tonight, from 6 until 7, Smash Brothers, they have not been postponed. Adam and Robbie Stanley will be discussing all kinds of hockey news.
We'll be discussing the fallout from the Predators game against the Toronto Maple Leafs. If you did not see the result, tune in at 6 p.m. We'll tell you all about it.
It was what a game.
It was
last
compelling
night.
Hockey.
What a game.
Now, was this on NHL 20 or an older version of the video game that you guys simmed this? When are we going to get that? Because I feel like with you and Robbie, that could definitely happen.
It could happen because we plan on doing the show. There will be no pausing of the Smash Brothers. So we react to the news. We discuss our memories of the season, if it is indeed over, and we also discuss about what the heck we should do with ourselves now that we don't have sports. So
I feel like this could be a Simpsons episode where you know you and Robbie are both newlyweds, so you can be discussing things like that.
Well, we both are kind of newlyweds, just not to each other.
Well,
right,
you know what I mean.
Okay,
if you would like us to share our game plan from our production meeting of what we were going to do in the pregame show and some themes for the game that was not played, that's as far as we got.
Yeah.
Were you going to do
had some notes
condiments on burgers or
No, we had a game plan for the game against the Maple Leafs, you know, because we had our meeting at like 4 o'clock. And then by 9 o'clock, the whole world had changed. So it was like, well, these notes, guess I don't need these anymore.
Speaking of condiments, I did watch the clip of Hal's dressing room survey.
He got dusted
about
up.
The hot dogs and the ketchup. And 8 players who voted yes on ketchup and hot dogs are completely wrong.
What?
Yes. There is no place for ketchup on hot dogs.
Adam Venkin, stop it.
Hey, there is right. no place for ketchup stop on hot dogs. Just, I love ketchup. Just not on hot dogs.
Yeah, common ground between Adam and Hal. How about that?
Yes.
No kidding.
We have so much more in common than now.
I thought the most compelling thing out of the piece was that Hal said back in the day when he was playing for the Bruins, he once ate 12 hot dogs in a game in Montreal.
Wow.
He set a personal high.
For some reason, I believe him. That's crazy. Just from the unofficial desk, which I've been manning all week, your WrestleMania is going to get canceled, just so you know.
Yeah, it's too bad.
From the unofficial desk.
I mean, tonight they were supposed to have their live SmackDown show on television, which is aired on Fox. It was supposed to be in Detroit, which has sort of become not necessarily ground zero, but certainly one of the arenas that this virus could have been spread, with the Utah Jazz playing there recently. And they're hosting it at their, what they call their performance center, which is basically like their spring training ground in Orlando in front of nobody. So that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And WrestleMania is supposed to be in Tampa in about 3 weeks. Yeah, I can't imagine that's happening.
So you two were up in Canada. We had Elliot Friedman on yesterday, which says a lot about Elliot Friedman, by the way.
I was really impressed.
Around the clock, but it says a lot that he would still honor his commitment to us, which he's done all year, and still come on yesterday, considering he was everywhere.
Swamped.
Up there, but still found time to step away and do our show. But everybody, and I know that I was watching NHL tonight, and they were, you know, they had Dan Rosen on, and all of them, and they're EJ Raddick, and them are all Kevin Weeks. They're all in studio, and Rupp, and they're all trying to figure out, okay, so, you know, okay, what are they going to do? Kind of like our conversation with David Kells earlier, is nobody knows how this is going to come back, so let's just kind of go around the room. What do we think? And you've got.
Well, let's
some
start
stuff with, thrown out there
with a yeah. Let's start
from
with
the Athletic.
Adam's, Adam's employer, the Athletic, which has great coverage. In fact, I was watching his colleague Pierre LeBrun live yesterday in real time as the NHL Board of Governors meeting is ending. He is doing three things at one time. Literally, he is tweeting. You can see him on his phone. He's talking on the show and relaying the information he's getting coming into him. And then about an hour later, he's got a long article. He's got a new one today, so let's get to that, because Bill Daly is the deputy commissioner, so he hit him with some questions that are on everybody's mind. Let's just go down the list and then we'll react accordingly. A, the first one was, do we know if any NHL players have tested positive for coronavirus? The answer is no information that suggests an NHL player has tested positive for the coronavirus. Now that's different than saying what Gary Bettman said. If you really speculate, it's very likely that somebody in the circle somewhere probably has it. They haven't tested positive. They may not know they have it, but it's likely that the numbers would suggest that. But to this point, no NHL player has tested positive. There's no reason to believe. Is the plan to get all NHL players tested? This is an interesting question in view of our whole picture here, where we're trying to get the tests going, we're trying to make them more readily available. It's an important thing as we try to gather around this thing and stop the spread of this. Here's Daly's answer. Our medical experts are not advising a mass testing of all of our players. Besides the fact that there would be insufficient testing resources to accommodate such direction, just like it is for the general public, the medical professionals don't believe it is necessary. Part of the purpose of the pause is to let people relax, to see if anyone is sick and develop symptoms. And then you kind of make the appropriate steps from there. There's a question about the draft. Here's a key one. Any decision on whether the regular season is now over and when the season resumes, will it be playoffs right away? No. Form and format of resumption of play scenarios will depend entirely on what transpires between now and then, and ultimately on timing and logistical constraints. So they're not giving up on the regular season yet. Will games resume in front of empty arenas? Premature to say what the situation will look like when we resume play. So not a yes, not a no on that. If the NHL playoffs go into July and or August, could there be a shortened regular season next year? That was a thing that came up a lot. And the answer, a flat no. So even if they go deep into the summer, they would still hope to start the regular season, play the full season next year. And he says, I had about 10,000 other questions I wanted to ask, but I knew Bill Daly's time was
precious.
Very, very precious. Yeah. So what do you digest from that? What jumps out at you, Adam, first and foremost from that?
I think about the potential format for the season when it returns, because, and Robbie and I will discuss this on our show later as well. It would make sense, in my opinion, depending on how long this goes, you know, not to have the season drag far into the summer. If you want to attempt to have a normal season next year, and I believe Gary Bettman did interviews today where he said the expectation is for next season to happen as normal.
Yeah.
So if that is the case, I think personally the smart thing to do would be to just start the playoffs when play resumes, if it resumes. Now, I would guess the most likely form of determining who makes the playoffs would be by points percentage, which is normally the first tiebreaker during the NHL regular season. Now, if you're the Predators, you'll take that because currently you're the second wild card team based on just the normal standings. And by points percentage, you're the first wild card team. So you get a better draw, presumably. If you're the Winnipeg Jets, for example, who are in the first wild card spot based on points right now and the first team out, if by points percentage, you're not going to be happy. But just as we've seen with the NCAA tournament and the conference tournaments, you know, things are not going to be fair probably at this time. And I know that you're going to want to make them as fair as possible, but to save time, it might require going right into the playoffs. And if that means a team that was in is out because of points percentage, you might just have to live with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, to me, that seems to be the most logical way of going into the playoffs if the season were to resume and you just decide to start the Stanley Cup playoffs from whenever that
is. And there is a precedent that I can think of off the top of my head where this happened, where teams did not play the same amount of games and it was just tough luck. The 1972 baseball season, they had a strike at the beginning of the season. It's not as famous as the 1981 strike in the middle of the year, or obviously the 1994 strike that wiped out the World Series. But in 1972, the players had a strike at the beginning of the season. It got resolved, and they started play on a certain date. But basically, they didn't make up any of the games. They didn't reshuffle the schedule so that everybody played the same amount. They just played the existing schedule. And there was, I believe, a team that had played one less game than the division winner. I think it was the Tigers that beat the Red Sox by a half a game just because they had played one more game. But the Red Sox didn't get to play that game to make it up. And that was decided from the start, and that's just how they had to live with it. So there will be some argument if that's how they go, but it's just going to have to be, what do you want us to do? There's no perfect way to do it.
My, if I were in charge of this, what I would do is similar to what the NHL did when it returned from the most recent lockout. Well, first of all, I would start the playoffs. If this thing doesn't get resolved within a month, which I don't think it will.
Would you start the playoffs under the current form, the regular format, or modified format?
I would start the playoffs under the regular format based on points percentage. And what I would do is I would give the teams back what I was saying, what I was trying to allude to before was in the 2013 lockout, the teams had a truncated training camp. It was like a week long.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do. I would have the teams that were making the playoffs resume a week of practice and then start game one of the playoffs as normal. That's to me, I feel like that is the easiest scenario. And now there are going to be some hurt feelings, but I'm not sure if you, I mean, I know this is, if you're going to do any changes to the playoff format or spice it up a little bit, this is the time to do it. But I see the NHL just wanting to get the season going as
smoothly
as
possible.
See, I want playing
games. And how are you going to do? How are you going to do the eight from each conference? How are they getting in?
That's what he just said.
Points percentage.
Okay. So I like playing games.
I mean, either way, I guess either way you look at it, and unless you broaden it out, you're going to have hurt feelings. You're going
to
have people.
There's no way to do it otherwise.
Or you could do, you had Elliot Freeman on, and I'm sure he shared with you his playoff proposal, where it had basically the two-game miniseries between the teams, and it was aggregate score. Mm-hmm. You can still do that, 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9, and just make it like the Major League Baseball wild card game. One winner take all, one game.
You hosted, could.
I would totally sign up for that.
Hosted by the home team.
Even though it affects the Predators.
Hosted
I mean, I would still sign
but
up
But then
for
you
that.
Still you would still have Team 11 saying, hey, we still had 12 or 13 or 14 games to get back up into this 10. So, you know what I'm saying? You're still going to have an
but
angry
you have fewer
team that you keep
that
out.
Are angry that way.
Right, I guess so.
Yes. But just make it, you know, 7 versus 10, 8 versus 9, 7 hosts 10, 8 hosts 9, one game, winner take all.
Yep.
Like, Montreal doesn't have a case because they've played 71 games.
Right.
But are you referencing Chicago maybe?
Or Arizona?
Saying,
Chicago, Arizona, Florida, wherever you drew that line.
Well, I think, like I said, I think once you get to Florida, past Florida, Montreal doesn't. They've played 71 games.
Right, but it's
and
arbitrary to say this team still has a chance.
7 points out from Florida. And they've played more games.
But you know what I'm saying? It's arbitrary no matter what you decide. Like, mathematically,
if you're saying mathematically they're
they
not
still
eliminated
have a chance, but
then,
where
yeah.
do you draw that line? Like I could sit there and say Chicago really is out of it. I could say that.
Yeah,
but Chicago's played well, and Chicago would say, well, why would you count us out? What if we won our next 6 games? You know, like, why don't we have a chance and the other team does have a chance? You know what I'm saying? You're still gonna have hurt feelings regardless. If you do that, you're still gonna have to draw a line and leave somebody out that thinks they should be in.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you do it by a certain level number of points. Like, if you are within 6 points of the final wild card spot, you are.
But how many games? What if you have 10 games left as opposed to 12 games left?
It's hard.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard. I don't know. But I would go with the points percentage, either points percentage starting the playoffs as is, or do a 1-game play-in between 7 and 10 and 8 and 9 and then start the playoffs if you want to include more teams and make it feel a bit more fair.
The other question is, how many people get to weigh in on this? Do the teams get a vote? Okay, choice A is, let's say, 3 options we just laid out. A play-in, points percentage, existing standings, and each team gets a vote.
I don't think you can.
You don't do
I don't
that?
Think
or
you include teams.
Does Gary Bettman just become
you've
the
gotta, you've got to do
the
a,
just
gotta
be the
He's just the
Nigerian
executioner. The, league, right,
Board
the
of
league has got to, yeah, they got to have a room full of the league, and you can't.
General managers?
There's no reason. Well, no.
I think you have
not
to take
man?
The impartiality out of it. You have to take the partiality out of it because if you're...
It's just like the selection committee.
What
some,
about
when
players?
Your conference
players
comes
Association.
Up,
do they
have to step out of the room. So you can't you
what
can't
about
involve
the
teams.
Players Association?
No.
They get a say?
No.
I think it's Gary Bettman and Bill Daly.
No, it's the league.
Yeah. I think it has to be the league.
You get why this is going to be a very compelling thing going forward, because it's so fluid, we don't know when you're even going to be able to have a practice
right
now.
And but Bill Daly issued a statement to a few people talking about the, you know, the basic practices. I mean, like, not physical, like players practicing, but guidelines for players. And he talked about whether in a certain period of time maybe they reevaluate allowing players to return to team facilities or hold informal skates as they do before training camp officially starts. But right now, all players are suggested to self-isolate in their homes, in their club cities. I think he said the exception might be if your family is not located in your clubs. For example, what about
The Holzer, like a trading deadline
What
guy.
About John Hines? John Hines' family isn't here. Maybe John Hines has now the opportunity to go home and self-isolate with his family versus having to stay in Nashville for the time being.
What if this were a choice? And it's all on the table right now. When they resume, a month and a half, 2 months, the first priority is to finish the 82 games, and then you have a limited playoff window. Maybe it's all best 2 out of 3 or something, if that's all the time you have.
Who brought up the first 2 rounds being best of 5? Who said that? Was that Elliot?
Maybe. I know we've talked about it. I've thrown it
at the conference finals.
Yeah, I know in talking to people just, you know, like in the water cooler, I've said, what if you just did best of 5 and then the cup final was best of 7, or the first round was 2 out of 3, or something like that.
In Major League Baseball, the DS is best of 5, right? and then the CS is best of seven. Mm-hmm. And the NBA is the first round best of five, or is it all
it
best
used to
of
be.
Seven?
It's all best of seven now. A few years ago, the first round
when
was
best of
five.
When the Nuggets pulled off the big upset over Seattle, it was best of
which,
five.
Which, to be honest with you, for the first, like,
NHL used to
two
have
rounds,
best of five in the first.
I'm totally fine if it's best of five.
Right. Made the conference final, Stanley Cup final best of seven.
Yeah, I because you're putting it on a bigger pedestal and giving it, you know, even more, you know, with a best of seven, because we all love game seven. But
they are going to have to decide how important is it to finish the 82 games, because there's a lot of reasons the hockey related revenues
on how
that
long
are
the
split,
pause is.
The gate, all of that, no question.
Yeah, I mean, you may be faced with, okay, we just got to get everybody to an even number of games and then start the playoffs.
I said yesterday 72 needs to be the, everybody gets to 72 games.
Sure.
And then that's that.
But
here's another one LeBron throws out there. So you guys weigh in on this. You have 31 teams. What if you had a tournament where all 31 teams start off with a chance?
Ooh.
Not fair.
Negative.
Well, that way you at least allow teams that have
you
lost
would,
big
you
games.
You wouldn't be intrigued by that?
No.
No, lost, because what you would be doing, you'd be giving
Detroit,
teams that are losing.
You cannot
against,
include Detroit,
Detroit
in that,
does
though.
Not get a reward for anything. Give me a break. Other than the number one draft pick. Come on.
It's not more. It's less about reward than it is trying to come up with something that allows people to recapture some gates that they're losing.
And there's
for Detroit
revenue there.
It would be less than other teams because they would likely be eliminated, but stranger things have happened.
And look, TV,
you're blending in.
TV controls a lot. That would, you know, you
I don't
know.
Think I'm
NBC,
not saying. I'm not I'm, saying I would
you think
vote
NBC
for that.
Would sign
I'm
up
voting
for that?
No. I'm voting no.
I'm not saying I'm voting for that, but that's just all things are being considered.
Because nothing's going to be fair. That's something we have to consider, because this is unprecedented territory. Nothing is going to be fair.
How about you
in
take the first?
Well, actually, if you came back and you played the regular season and did the playoffs, that would be fair.
What if you just took the top 16 teams in the league, regardless of conference, and had this tournament that way? 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, 3 versus 14. What about that?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm open to anything.
You have the Red Wings in a playoff
they
scenario.
Wouldn't be in that. They're still 31st.
You know what? I'll tell you this.
Oh,
I'll
you're ask... talking about in the entire
in the
league?
Yes. Number one in the league plays number six, regardless of conference.
It's
just 1 versus 16.
You basically
16.
Do the NCAA
There's
tournament.
No chance.
So, right.
But why would the need be to do that rather than East
it was
versus
just an idea
West?
Hey, make it even. Bring,
that is no chance.
Make it even. Bring, you know, go ahead and bring the top KHL team over. Call that Seattle. Put them in as the 32nd team.
Well, am I right that the KHL is really the only hockey league in the world that is still
they don't care.
Going forward, right? Is that?
I
believe
that's
it. I don't think they've stopped play yet. I don't think.
Ever since Rads came back, we haven't checked in on the KHL, so don't know.
Well, about Tolvanen.
Well, you're right. Okay, fine. Are they paying players, or are they
the
still stiffing players?
I have no idea.
Are they current on the payroll, the KHL?
Who's to say?
Good question.
Hey, you know what? That's something we'll probably be discussing in the next few weeks when we have nothing else to talk
on
about.
On today's show, does the KHL have enough rubles to pay their teams? Adam, do you need to go do Smash Brothers?
I do need to exit.
Okay.
But thank
you
for allowing me
left.
Once again to crash
it's,
onto your show.
It's to the left.
Thank you.
Hey, Darren, why don't you, are you going to talk to the men out there or the homeowners?
I am. I'm going to talk to the men out there.
Okay, you talk to them.
I am. I've been talking about my friends over at Cool Springs MD for years, and you've heard me talk about a lot of you needing to seeking out help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances, and they know that over at Cool Springs MD. Dr. Jeffrey Lodge knows that, the board-certified physician. His wife, Daphne Lodge, the registered nurse, knows that. And their experienced staff knows that. And right now, they know that a lot of you want to improve your quality of life. And who doesn't as we all get older? And their services have already helped a lot of you in the Middle Tennessee area and surrounding areas with improving your immune systems, your energy levels, your cognitive function, and so much more. They're there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time to achieve that healthy lifestyle than right now. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone. Make that appointment like I have. 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or go to their website, coolspringsmd.com. Next week on the show, we'll have toilet paper for prizes. So that'll be a lot of fun. We'll do trivia. for a four-pack of toilet paper. Actually, no, we don't have that in the prize bin. It's gone.
It's mysteriously.
It's gone. There's more news on the Titans front.
Yes.
Ryan Succop got out there courtesy of Terry McCormick from TitanInsider.com earlier today that the Titans were set to release him. We knew yesterday that Deion Lewis is also set to be released. Cameron Wake is set to be released. And somebody else that we talked about
earlier in the show. This is all official. The Titans have put this out there. The Tennessee Titans have waived tight end Delanie Walker due to a failed physical and kicker Ryan Succop. A statement from John Robinson, the general manager, quote, "Over the last 2 days, I've had the difficult task of informing a number of our players that they are being released. These aren't easy conversations, but I want to thank each of them for the significant contributions that they have made to our organization, both on and off the field. They each played a part in our success last year in ways big and small. In particular, I would like to address Delanie Walker and his impact. In my time here with Delanie, he has been an absolute pro on the field, in the locker room, and in his production speaks for itself. He was a leader, a captain, and highly respected member of his team. His toughness, competitiveness, attitude, and professionalism are what we expect from our players. I want to wish him all the best moving forward, and he will forever be a Titan great." End quote.
Well said. And those two, if you've ever been around them, if you've ever heard them on the show or any show, they're fantastic to talk to. They're great interviews. They do a lot in the community. And obviously they have had a lot of production since they've been members of the Titans. So I believe that that probably was extremely difficult for John Robinson to do that. But Delanie Walker failing the physical, you just wonder.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like the Ryan Succop thing. You know, it's like, man, I wonder.
Kind of think that could be
what's left, you know?
Yeah. Look, and I would love, you know, just because you pull for Delanie Walker, the person, I mean, we've all had many conversations with him. And what John Robinson just said, I think, is true. You pull for him, the person, to get, you know, get on with the team and be able to revive his career. But you also, you know, look at the hits he's taken, the injury that he had with the ankle and all of that. And you just wonder. Ryan Succop also tweeted, "So thankful for the last six seasons here in Tennessee. The Lord has blessed my career and time here in ways I could never have imagined. I'm grateful for all the friendships formed and memories made on and off the field. My children were born here in Nashville. We'll always have a special place in our hearts. We are proud to call Nashville home. My family and I are grateful for the support from Titans fans throughout the years. Y'all are incredible. Although this past season was tough personally, I'm excited for what the Lord has in store for me and my family, and I'm looking forward to coming back strong. Love y'all. God bless. Ryan Succop." So, tough few days. Look,
no doubt.
We've talked to Floyd about that many times. It's not easy.
Anybody we think there's going to be any more? I'm trying to figure or think about who else we've talked about. Not free agents, not pending free agents, but guys that are going to be released. Think there's any more?
I don't think so. I think that's it. I mean, we had discussed Malcolm Butler at one time. I don't see that happening. I actually believe with the cap room that they have cleared, they potentially could re-sign Logan Ryan if they wanted to.
What about Jack Conklin?
Potentially, but I think he's gone. I think he's gonna be too expensive.
Could they possibly get deals done with both Henry and Tannehill and then put the tag on Jack Conklin?
It's a good question.
And could they fit all that under the cap?
I think the next few days are very, very important for this franchise of figuring that out. You know, do they and you would hope in a perfect world that you're announcing before Monday, we've come to terms with either Henry or Tannehill. I think you would like to have one of those done before the legal tampering period begins. So, but I'm looking at the roster right now. I think the ones that we all kind of felt were going to be the cap casualties, that they've done that. Because I don't.
Paving the way for Monday.
Yeah. Wesley Woodyard's a free agent.
And then Wednesday. When is the day? I mean, I know it'll all come out, but when's the official day to start signing? Is it Wednesday?
Yeah, Wednesday. They have 2 days, starting at noon on Monday.
Legal tampering, and then when's Wednesday kicks off?
I think it's like 3 o'clock, yeah, something like that.
Right after we get off the air. Nate on Twitter says he believes it was a caller yesterday that came up with the five-game scenario in the first two rounds. Series of five games, which that was a good one. I don't think that's crazy.
Well, nothing is not on the table, right? Everything is going to be everything will be considered, and it all is going to depend on how long of the time that we're talking here, and we don't know the answer. Not going to know the answer for a while.
I wonder what the NBA is going to do, because their regular season's a little bit longer. They still have about...
Right. And that,
they're
that's
more about the 64-65 games played range, where the NHL's more 69-70-71.
Yeah. A little higher percentage of the season has been played.
About a half dozen more games.
And that's something we discussed in the break, but how many of the leagues will work with one another to decide, okay, you guys are going to start on this date. Okay, you guys all right with that? Are you guys considering the same thing? What if we all announce that on this date we're going to start back up? I would include baseball in there. MLS would be in there. Or is it just every league for themselves has to decide? I don't know. The NBA and the NHL, because they share a lot of the same buildings, I would think they would be working very closely together. Then there's the whole thing of, do you stage it to where at the start there's no fans, and then you gradually get to a point where you're okay having fans? That's another big question. Knowing, too, that the NBA doesn't rely as much on the gate as the NHL does. The NHL's gate is essential for their revenue and their revenue sharing with the players. So the players have a say in that, too.
What in the world is ESPN going to do with their programming this time of year? They do so much.
It's going to be a lot of NFL.
NBA related.
Well,
gosh.
Well, one thing that was tossed out, I saw this on
Twitter. There's a
Twitter.
Little piece of NFL news that just came out too.
One thing that was tossed out on Twitter, and we could have some fun with this in the coming days, would be, what is the right program? Would you let's say you came up with a really creative team, and I don't know that you would be restricted to this. Let's say ESPN, back in the day, ESPN had a section of the NCAA tournament. What if they show the greatest NCAA tournament games of all time during the windows where the tournament would otherwise be played?
Why don't they have the rights to do that?
Well, they do show...
They probably have the rights to the games that they televised way back in the early 80s.
They were showing last night on ESPNU the SEC, I think it was the championship game, Georgia and Arkansas, from when it was played at Georgia Tech. Was that the semis or was that the championship game? I can't remember.
Which one?
That was the championship
after
game.
After the tornado hit Atlanta. Yeah. So
well, they
Arkansas
have all those.
And Georgia.
Yeah, but I'm talking about NCAA tournament games.
Right, but it was an SEC game, so it was, but it was CBS and they showed it. I'm sure they could work that out. I'm sure they could get it. Like, I've seen stuff that they may not have necessarily had the rights to at the time that they show on ESPN Classic or something like that. So,
like, if you did it right and you marketed it right, whether it was ESPN or another entity, it was CBS Sports Line, if you really packages it and you try to get everybody to watch them together, and you said the greatest first round games, the greatest second round games, and then you took each round, you could certainly come up with a compelling games. The question is, what kind of rating would you get? It's an interesting question. Like, everything's got to be in play, right? Because what else are you going to show? CBS can show NCIS replays or whatever they decide to put in there. A sports channel might be more apt to say, yeah, man, let's do that. We got to show something.
Yeah. It's going to feel like the 80s again for ESPN.
I know.
Rodeos.
Back to cornhole.
Yeah.
Speaking of ESPN, Dan Graziano does a great job for them.
Hold on. Turn by on the other side, okay? And a big piece
That's a tease.
It's a tease. NFL news also will tell you what the Titans have saved in cap space by releasing Delanie Walker. Right now I want to talk to you about USS, United Structural Systems, foundation repair and waterproofing company that has served our area here in Middle Tennessee since 1994. And they've got more than 18,000 satisfied residential customers. That's a lot of satisfied homeowners. If you've got settling sidewalks, slabs, patios, or steps, Is your door or porch steps tilted? Is your sidewalk or patio shifted? Sidewalk or patio creating a trip hazard or potentially dangerous situation? Well, as they like to say at USS, don't replace it. Just raise it. That's what they'll do. They're the experts. They'll come out and raise it. They believe in their quality of work, their reputation, their integrity of their work. Bottom line is they're going to come out and they're going to assess the situation, whatever's going on at your home. In this case, talking about basically what's going on with your sidewalk or your slab or your patio or your steps. And they've got a polylift system that can help you out. They're locally owned, they're licensed and insured. And as a homeowner, that should get your attention. If you need these folks out at your house, give this number a call, 615-227-2275, 227-2275, or you can always go to their website, usstn.com. That's usstn.com. As they say, we guarantee our best. Call USS. Add Delanie Walker to the list. Predators clear about $6.5 million in cap space.
The Predators?
Did I say the Predators?
Yeah.
Titans, sorry. I don't know why. I think we're getting ready to take a call on the Preds. My bad. The Titans have cleared about $6.5 million in space, cap space. They do have $1.7 million in dead money. Delanie was due a $750,000 roster bonus. Next week, you've looked even bigger with all these moves of Suck Up and Deion Lewis and Wake and now Walker. They've saved how much?
According to SpotRack, they just tweeted this out. The Titans are second only to the Vikings in how much cap space they have cleared this week. The Vikings have cleared $18.5 million. The Titans, $17.9 million. And, of course, we're all sitting there going, hey, all right, cap space. Keep in mind, too, these are contracts. This is how the NFL works, and in light of the vote that's coming, Andrew Brand has been tweeting saying the players have to keep this in mind. These are all players that had contracts that are all the money just goes poof for them. Keep that in mind when you vote. You know, what is this the best deal you can get? It is something to think about if you're a player.
Yeah, and, you know, I think, too, as I sit here and I look at the cap space that they've saved, now we figure – so what do we figure for just looking at next season? Probably, let's call it $30 million goes to the quarterback. Maybe 28 to 30, somewhere in that range. Is that fair? Fair assessment?
You're budgeting?
Yep.
You're trying to set aside in the budget?
Right. Okay. Derrick Henry, probably, what, 11?
No. More.
12?
More.
13?
Probably.
So let's call it 11 to 13.
But there are different ways you could spread that
money
around, really for both, but...
In my opinion, you have now made room for at least Logan Ryan. Now, you're going to have to decide, do you want to pay him equal of Malcolm Butler or a little bit more? Or is he willing to take a hometown discount? I don't know that I don't have the answers to those questions, but I think you've saved enough money that you could probably do that. I still think Jack Conklin is going to be, you know, a lot. They would have to overpay, and there's going to be a team that's always willing to do that. But I do find it interesting that if all goes to plan, and it doesn't always go to plan, that they could get three of the four. That's just my opinion.
What's the NFL news?
So Dan Graziano put out there, the NFL has sent a memo basically saying that all teams are prohibiting all in-person visits with draft-eligible prospects. Also prohibits club personnel from traveling to meet with prospects. From the memo, clubs are permitted to conduct interviews via telephone or video conferences through the day prior to the draft. Any telephone or video conference must be reported to player personnel department, along with call participants, date and time and length of call. Teams can communicate with draft prospects via phone or video conference, but are limited to three of those per week, and they can't last longer than 1 hour.
CBA voting period for players ends tomorrow at midnight.
Eastern.
Yep. Midnight Eastern, 11 o'clock our time. Nate, what's up?
Hey, guys. With all the potential NHL playoff conversation, I still go back to Elliot's idea of the, like, the three or six bubble teams playing for the chance to get in, you know, where they play two games back-to-back, and he said whoever scores the most points between the two games wins. I think that's really cool, and I think people would love that. But I don't see the NHL and Gary Bettman getting out of their own way, so I'm not that hopeful.
You don't have faith?
Not really.
Okay. But you like that idea?
Oh, I love it. Okay. It'd be so exciting.
So where would you cut it off, 10 or 12?
To how many teams?
Yeah.
Well, I...
Because this is where the controversy would come in. Because there's no perfect way.
And there's not, right. There's no perfect way. There's I
know there's no perfect way, but from what I think I remember from what Elliot was talking about, I think he said three per, I think, conference or division. Mm-hmm. The conference. Three that are the closest, just because they have a great chance of getting in if, you know, they ended up winning both of their games and whoever was slotted right in front of them lost both of, or no, the team that had already played it's both just, games.
There's no perfect way to put it into a box where everybody's going to be happy, but I'm sure it will get discussed.
Thank you for the call, Nate. Don't forget to listen to Smash Brothers live tonight from 6 until 7 p.m., Nate. Kirby Smart and his and the Georgia staff members have reportedly been told to self-quarantine. And I also saw where Ohio State has postponed spring practices due to coronavirus. That'll do it for us. This is 2 weeks in a row. Interesting week. Everybody be safe. Have a great weekend. We look forward to talking to you on Monday morning at 10 a.m. See you then.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.